Instead of choosing between Windows, Unix, and Linux, MIS organizations are opting for a mix of the operating systems. Looking for seamless cross-platform operation? Visit mkstoolkit.com today.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're talking today with Ross Mason, founder of the MuleSource Project. Welcome, Ross.
Hi, John.
Ross, what is the MuleSource Project?
Okay, so MuleSource is the commercial entity that has been set up to provide support and services for the Mule Project. And the Mule Project is something I started about 3.5 years ago. I was working for a large integration project in an investment bank in London, and we were implementing 6 or 7 different systems. It took a year and a half, and we did a very much like an ESB type of architecture. And during this process, I just found that there was nothing really out there to support the developer to build these kind of applications, basically ESB type applications. So once I finished at the bank, I started thinking about how I could write a better integration solution, and Mule was really the result of that.
So by ESB, you mean Enterprise Service Bus, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
From a technology perspective, what's Mule's most unique feature?
I think the winning thing for Mule over the other technologies it comes up against is its ease of use. It's all down to its very clean architecture that it has. It's a very modular application framework. Somebody actually once described it as easy to use as Lego. And that really sort of gets to the crux of it. I mean, developers can download it and start playing with it without really having to understand all the intricate concepts involved with SOA and integration. But Mule allows you to still utilize those features without imposing a huge learning curve on that developer.
Well, I believe there are other open source and proprietary ESB platforms out there. How does Mule different from some of those offerings?
Okay, well, we'll start with the commercial side. With commercial vendors, they tend to do a couple of things to the developer which inhibits their ability to really build effective solutions. Proprietary vendors usually want to get you locked into their solution, so they actually prescribe the methodology and the way in which you build applications. Whereas Mule was always about being adaptive, i.e., you know, no one throws anything away in the enterprise. So rather than trying to force, you know, a square peg into a round hole, Mule says, we'll just adapt to what's in your enterprise. Most commercial vendors try and push their own new tools into the enterprise with their solutions. On the open source side, Mule was actually the first ESB, open source ESB. It's been around for 3.5 years, and I think it's, you know, the other guys have really only been in the space for a year and a half. That means that Mule's been very heavily battle-tested, and we're taking a lot of support and good ideas from the community that we have and fitted that back into the product. So really, Mule is a product of thousands of people using it in, you know, hundreds of different integration scenarios, which makes it one of the most robust integration platforms out there.
Ross, I have to ask, what's with the name Mule? I take it you're not from Missouri here in the States.
No, it's not that. Everyone always asks this. The reason Mule came around really was when I was working for this investment bank, what I found after integrating one or two systems was you end up doing the same thing repeatedly but slightly differently each time. I really regarded this work as donkey work. It was repetitive. It took a lot of time. It was very hard to maintain. And the whole idea of Mule was really to take the donkey work out of integration and let developers just focus on the problem domain and the business domain and not have to worry about the technologies or the transformations or the transports or security that all these applications need to rely on. Okay. The Mule is a carrier of a payload.
Okay. If there's a listeners want to find out more about MuleSource, is there a website they can go to?
There is. Everything about the Mule project is on mule.mulesource.org, and the company information, including support information, is on mulesource.com.
Thank you for joining us today, Ross.
Okay, thank you, John.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Instead of choosing between Windows, Unix, and Linux, MIS organizations are opting for a mix of the operating systems. Looking for seamless cross-platform operation? Visit mkstoolkit.com today.